Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the March 16th, 2026 meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. It's a regular meeting. Call this meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Commissioner Loffbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Aaron's?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coons?
Here.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
Also move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
The motion is second. Any discussion?
Do we have to read the whole motion out that's written for us? Or is that satisfactory that we just say so moved?
The consent?
Yeah. We've got a motion written here right in front of us, but it's just saying what we just did. Is that fine?
You should read the motion.
Okay.
The consent motion.
Okay. I couldn't hear who made the motion down there. If they could make the motion and read the whole sentence.
Computer's slow.
I'm here if you want it.
Go ahead.
I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
We have any discussion?
We need a second.
We had a motion and a second. So. Roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Loffbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. It's time for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak? 3 minutes. Step forward. Having nobody step forward, it's time for appearances. Matthew.
Good evening, Board. My name is Matt Blythe. I'm the Emmett County Emergency Manager, and I would like to introduce to you Stephanie and Jennifer from Networks Northwest. They are the group that has received the grant to write our hazard mitigation plan. We're in the process of doing that at this time. We've had a couple of meetings. The last was Tuesday, doing some hazard mapping, and I'd like them to explain to you the process and your involvement in that process.
Good evening, commissioners. I have just a few minutes, but I wanted to provide some background about who we are and what we're doing, and so I won't take up too much of your time. My name is Jennifer Neal. I'm accompanied by Stephanie Marchbanks. We are both community planners for Networks Northwest. Formerly Northwest Michigan Council of Governments. We provide regional planning services to the 10 counties in Northwest Lower Michigan. Networks Northwest is headquartered in Traverse City. However, Stephanie and I are excited to be working on this project as we are both residents of Emmett County. Based out of our offices at the Petoskey Service Center, the Michigan Works building located at Mitchell and Division. Networks Northwest applied for a FEMA BRIC grant that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Planning Grant in January 2021. The grant was awarded in May 2022 we have been meeting since that time. The grant gives us 3 years, so we have until May 2025 to update the plan and adopt it, both at the county level and the local level. It is a hazard mitigation plan and will cover all natural and non-natural or human-related hazards for the county. A FEMA-adopted plan allows the county to be eligible for FEMA pre-disaster mitigation funding for 5 years. The county's plan is multi-jurisdictional. Local governments who participate in the process throughout the planning process, including meetings, the survey that went out, or other events that we hold, local governments who participate in this process and adopt the plan become eligible for FEMA pre-disaster project funding. The major source of this funding is that BRIC grant, again, Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. These are essentially mitigation projects that we identify through this process. Emmett County has a requirement to provide an $11,000 in-kind match for services through this for this grant. This includes all staff and stakeholder time that is not those staff that are not federally funded, any data that the county provides, such as GIS, or other costs incurred. We are well on our way to achieving that $11,000 match through our meetings and the staff time that has been occurring. Tonight, we are here to encourage you to share this input with your networks. For as you sort of have gathered through this speech, that process from the local governments is essential to complete this plan. We want to involve as many local officials, public safety officials, natural resources agencies, a variety of stakeholders in this process. This is a major requirement of FEMA, and we need to document that as we go along. So again, we will be working through May 2025. We will draft a plan, given the input that we receive, draft a plan, bring it to the local communities for their input, make sure we are on the right track, and then bring it back to either the Planning Commission or this board for review. After that point, it goes to the Michigan State Police for a review, and then it goes on to FEMA for a final review and approval. After FEMA reviews it, it'll come back to this board for adoption. After that, it'll go to the local communities for adoption so that they can, again, like I said, be eligible for those pre-disaster mitigation funds. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have so far. We've seen a few of you at their meetings so far, so sorry for the repetitiveness.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
Three of us were at the meeting Tuesday. And, Neil, would you like to add anything?
Thank you for giving that explanation, because then I can say less things later because I was going to report out my committees. Thank you.
Don? Thank you very much. You probably have a lot of questions.
So I did a follow-up with inviting Matt that night, that day to, that evening was our township meeting, and he came to Springdale Township and spoke at the township meeting, and it's important for everybody to get Matt to the townships that so that he can introduce himself and get the townships involved. And the more people, more leaders that we can get involved, it helps them, but it actually helps us. So thank you for Jennifer and Stephanie and Matt. Any other comments? Looking for an administrator's report.
Well, good evening. I will not steal the thunder from most of you because I attend all the same meetings as you folks do, but I will just do a quick highlight in my report. And in Parks and Recreation, I just wanted to share that we've been working up at the Headlands, clearing trees as we've done in the past on the main road coming in to improve sight lines and in to really increase the safety there. There is a concern coming into the road in there, narrow, especially at nighttime with traffic going both ways. So we've been working and trying to clear some of those trees. That would be an ongoing effort. We started that last year. It's our second year of the plan. I did include our staffing and where we are. I'm happy to report that the staffing report gets a little bit shorter each time. Hopefully that stays that way. Denise is doing a great job in HR of trying to keep all the employees here. And the I won't go through the planning and zoning, so I won't give an update on that. But I want to talk a little bit about a situation that happened last week where we had a phishing attack where someone came into our network and caused havoc for a few days. It came in as something, a document to download. Some of the staff downloaded. It looked just like any other email that we would get. And our IT staff was on top of it. They took care of the situation. And I'm happy to report that we had no major impact. But it was a scary situation. They tried to get into our network and block our network and then hold us ransom to get the information back. But Tatum and his staff did an excellent job, so I appreciate that.
I told Tatum tonight that I just got an email from on my county website here that wants to adopt me because they have a lot of money over. He said, go ahead, sign up for it.
Well, I've done about 15 of those, and I'm still waiting to see the money. And finally, I just gave you a list of proposals that we have on request for proposals that we have on the street right now. So you will see as we get into the budget year, more and more requests coming down, and these will be before you in the next month or so. Thank you.
Is there any way we can fight back against that text, that email business? Can we trace where it came from? Can we push back with extreme prejudice?
No, we are in a good place. The reason that there was nothing far-reaching is because we limit access. Mr. Boyer put this in the report, but anyone who receives an email like this and does have the potential to infect their machines, we lock down our network such that you can't get access to anything other than the resources that are normally available to you. So they can't become administrators, they can't take over network drives and machines and servers. So in this particular situation, because we've preemptively prepared for this, the worst that could have happened of this is somebody could pretend to send emails as this individual. Now, I know that's not great, but could be a lot worse. And we are in a very, very good position to be able to mitigate anything that comes in like this. There's just no stopping it.
Do you think the training we had earlier?
Yes. Helped? Yes, that continues to be deployed.
We still do it. We continue to do that with our new employees that come on board. We've invested a lot in the IT and the infrastructure. We're going to continue to do that to stop these threats because they will not stop. And you hear different municipalities that get hit and targeted, and they capture all their documents and hold them for ransom. So you pay them, or either that or they'll wipe your system out. It's funny.
One quick question before we leave that topic. That email that you're talking about, was that something related to the IT department wanting you to confirm your email address?
No. I guess just to point this out, the IT department has been working on the migration of from our current system to Office 365 for a better part of 2 years now. This email that came out looked identical to an invitation from what's called OneNote. It looks identical. That is why it duped so many people. And this is what Mr. Boyer is talking about. We get these attacks all the time. And just educating our employees with the software that Denise puts out there is what's been very helpful for us.
This one was very good. And if you looked
impressive.
At it, you would have probably opened it up. And
I almost opened up. I still haven't opened it. I haven't gotten one in a while. It's asking me to confirm my email. Otherwise, I'm going to lose access to my Outlook email.
That's not from us.
No, it says it is. So I just been deleting.
Yep, continue to delete.
And if you ever have a question, please feel free to call and just ask that question.
I thought I had enough sense to delete it, and so I'm thinking,
no, they get more and more nefarious by the day.
All right.
With training, it's easy to get fooled.
Virus, or were they locked down and require?
It was mailbox impersonation was all. But you honestly don't know.
We don't know what they were going to do.
Yeah, we did, because we didn't get that far.
And then also I included in your packet our seasonal hiring that's going on for our park system. There's a flyer in there. I think we still have probably a dozen openings left. So anybody interested, the flyer's there. It's on the website also.
Are we getting a fair amount of applications?
Yes.
That's good to hear. For summer employment. Good to hear. Pam, you're up next.
All right, Tam, you want to pull that up? So there's not really a lot to discuss because I'm showing you the month of January. Just the beginning of our budget. And right now, revenues are at 2% and expenditures are at 7%. This kind of gives you an idea over the last 3 years on the revenue graph on kind of where we've been and where we're at today. And you can see the orange is the current year. So then it goes down to 22 and 21. So right now we're doing pretty good with our revenues. If you want to go to the next one. Again, here's your expenditures. We're really pretty much on target with most of these. So we're doing very well for being 1 month into our budget. So I don't really have a lot to state on it. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Just so you know, we're in March, not January.
Well, so let me just give you... No, I'm just going on vacation.
She's still living in January.
So let me just tell you why we're just doing January. So the way that our books work is we will get bills in February for January. So when I bring this to you, I'm always a month behind. Well, in this case, 2 months. But that's how it's just going to be in order to give you the full picture. Otherwise, it's going to change the next time I bring it to you. So... But thank you for...
We used to never have things like this, so this is wonderful.
It is. Thank you very much. Working on the Finance Committee for the Health Board, boy, is that confusing. So I appreciate this graph and the work that you do.
And I hope the summary that I put together helps, too, because it kind of goes through the general department and kind of tells you why I see the fluctuation. So if there's more that you want... Please just let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, down to claims. We need a motion for the claims.
I'll make that motion, Chair. I move for the payment of claims in the amount of $2,306,418.27 and for the payment of the committee and travel vouchers in the amount of $1,881.74.
I'll second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. Moving on to new business, we have Parks and Rec and the DNR Trust Fund Grant.
Thank you. This is a topic that we discussed at the last meeting. We had a public comment on this. We listened to public comment. We made a few changes based on public comment, added a few more things in here to address some of the topics that were brought up. This is the first step of the process. You have to have a public hearing and then a resolution. And this is just to apply for the grant. So what we've provided you today is the estimates where we think this might land. This, when we put the grant application in, it goes back up to the DNR Trust Fund. The Trust Fund then takes a look at this, makes suggestions as they go through it. They review our project and will come back with any suggestions or changes that need to be made. They fully vet what we're trying to do. If we are successful with the grant, it will come back for you, back to you for your final approval, and then we will take the estimates that we have and make those into a final document. It would be a bid item to go out, so you will see it several times before it actually comes to a final project. Happy to answer any questions. I did include, there was an updated drawing, so there's four sets of drawings in there. The ones that are marked, say March 9th on them, are the updated drawings. I have both March 9th in there, and then the ones that we looked at the last time that are dated March 1st. And then we also included in there the proposed budget, and it did go up about $2,000 where it was before. So remember, some of this cost is in-kind service. We're, the bid that, or the grant we're looking for is $200,000. Happy to answer any questions.
So why don't we go forward with the motion first?
I'll make the motion. I move that the board authorize the attached resolution supporting the submission of an application to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund Grant Program for construction of camping cabins at Camp Pennsylvania in the amount of $200,000 and authorize the county board chairman to sign the same on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
We have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
We have 2 seconds. So we're open for discussion.
Do we have to read the resolution into the record?
I would say yes, it should be read into the resolution. This is what they're looking for. This resolution needs to be read.
I got it, if anybody wants it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a resolution of support on March 16th, 2023 from the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. It's a resolution approving submission of the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund grant application and committing the required 25% match for Camp Pennsylvania Park improvements. Whereas Emmett County Board of Commissioners supports the submission of an application titled Camp Pennsylvania Camp Expansion to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund for development of camping cabins in the newly expanded campground. And whereas the proposed application is supported by the adopted 2023 Emmett County Parks and Recreation Plan. And whereas Emmett County has made a financial commitment to the project in the amount of $50,000 matching funds in cash. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Emmett County Board of Commissioners approves the submission of the grant application to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund in the amount of $200,000 for construction of camping cabins at Camp Pennsylvania and commits that the local match of $50,000 or 25% of the total $250,000 project cost will be provided if the project is funded. This was adopted on the 16th of March, 2023.
Okay, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if this proposed new construction is going to meet all federal and state handicap accessibility requirements?
Yes, it will, and that's part of the requirement of this. The DNR reviews the project and will make any recommendations. If it's not compliant with what we've submitted, they will tell us that, and we'll make sure it is. Just remember, these are rustic camping sites. There is no restroom facilities in them. Once we get to the final document or the final construction documents, then we know the height. We can put our ramps in and make it accessible. If you look at the grade of it, the parking lot has an ADA accessible parking. The walkways will be accessible, and so will the picnic table and fire pit area.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Commissioner Ginnell.
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum.
Yes.
Commissioner White.
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons.
Yes.
Commissioner Coons.
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes.
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski.
Yes.
Motion passes. Moving on to the DPW scrap tire grant.
This is a grant that we apply for each year from Eagle, and it's a way for us to take in scrap tires and reduce the cost to the residents.
Could somebody make the motion?
I'll make the motion. I move that the board approve entering into the attached grant agreement with the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy Materials Management Division for the scrap tire program in
and authorize the county administrator to sign the same on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Commissioner Aaron's?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Dina?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Motion passes. Moving forward to the General Service Agreement for the Airport Consulting Services.
Good evening. The meet and hunt contract before you tonight is a contract that we've had in place for multiple years. It gives us, provides a service at the airport. And I can tell you over the last couple of years, as the new airport director has been in place, that this agreement and the dollar amount that we utilize has decreased each year, and which is a good sign that our staff at the airport is doing their jobs. This is a result when we have questions that come up on FAA rules or requirements. This is our consulting firm to help us with our plans, or if we don't have the knowledge on staff. As I said, we're looking at approximately $10,000 a year for the contract, and it just depends on what we've got going on. But it's a great resource for us to have at the airport.
Thank you. Looking for the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the board approve the General Services Agreement for 2023 between the County of Emmett and Mead and Hunt for General Services Consulting up to $20,000 during the 24-month agreement as attached, and authorize the County Administrator to sign the same on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner
Aaron's? Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Dina?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Motion passes. The SIDOC group.
This, what's before you tonight is the company that has been working with both the county and Tri-State Holding. This is for the project that was approved back in November of 22. This is the agreement to transfer two parcels of property that we owned to pick up another parcel from Tri-State, and also provide funding for expansion of the parking lot at Headlands, the pick up a new property with a house, which would be an expansion for the parking lot for the lighthouse, and it also gives us an expansion of the parking lot and more property down on the waterfront. Three properties that we currently own, and this would be an expansion of those and really giving us the construction documents. What we've done before, SIDOC has put together the preliminary estimates, they've done the surveys, they've done everything up to construction documents. Funding for this project was set up and is in the agreement that we have with Tri-State to close the properties out. So there was agreement $1.5 million will come towards the county, and a portion of that 1.5 was for the final construction documents and oversight of the projects. And this is just to confirm those three projects.
Okay, thank you. Looking for the motion.
I'll make the motion. I move to approve the contracts with SIDOC Group Incorporated for professional services to complete phase three of in phase four for the proposed parking expansion at Edlands Dark Sky Park, McGulpin Lighthouse, and McGulpin Point Shoreline, not to exceed $134,000, and authorize the county administrator to sign the necessary documents on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
We have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on this? Pretty quiet group tonight. Roll call.
Yes.
Commissioner
Aaron's? Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner
Dinnah? Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Motion passes. The Michigan Association of Counties, MAC, 125th Anniversary Resolution. Looking for a motion.
I'll make that motion, Chair. I move that the board approve the attached resolution honoring the Michigan Association of Counties on its 125th anniversary year and authorize the chairperson to sign the resolution.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on this?
Neil, do you want to read that? This is.
I would like to read it. I've been involved with MAC since the first month I became commissioner and helping get Emmett County in the mix and in the know statewide. It's been going well. And I plan to run for an open seat on the MAC board, actually, here this spring. I clicked it. I don't know where it went. No, I got it now. Resolution honoring the Michigan Association of Counties. Whereas Michigan's 83 county governments play a central role in the proper delivery of and oversight for critical public services for the state's approximately 10 million residents, and whereas Michigan county governments are led by boards of commissioners who are elected from their communities, and whereas the State Association of Supervisors of Michigan was formed by the representatives of 16 counties on February 1st, 1898, in the Senate Chamber of the Michigan State Capitol in Lansing, and whereas the association's name was changed to the Michigan Association of Counties on July 17th, 1969, and whereas the Michigan Association of Counties is the oldest association representing local governments in Michigan, and whereas 48 of the Michigan's 83 counties have had at least one of their commissioners or supervisors prior to 1968 serve as president of the association's board of directors, and whereas the association created the Michigan County's Workers' Compensation Fund in 1979 to help county members provide workplace safety and injury insurance services to its employees, and whereas the association created the Michigan Association of Counties Service Corporation in 1986 to partner with service providers to help counties save money on everything from health insurance to telecommunication services, and whereas the association hosts two major conferences every year to bring together county leaders for briefings on trending public policy issues and hear from state newsmakers and others, and whereas the association's advocacy work in Lansing and beyond is advancing the interest of county governments and the residents they serve, and whereas no fewer than five association presidents have served or are serving in the Michigan legislature in the 21st century, a testament to the culture of public service inculcated by the association. Therefore, let it be resolved that Emmett County wishes to commend and honor the Michigan Association of Counties on its 125th anniversary year, adopted the 16th day of March, 2023.
Thank you, Neil. So, any other discussion on this? I'd like to make a comment about the MAC, Michigan Association of Counties. It was part of the training that the new commissioners go to before we become commissioners, and it was a huge help for me and I'm sure for the board and ones. So I really appreciate MAC and all the work that they do. If no other discussion, we'll call the roll.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
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 Motion passes. Now we are looking for appointments and Construction Board of Appeals appointments.
Well, it looks to me there's four openings and there's four candidates, so I recommend that we appoint the four candidates.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. We can use a voice vote.
I believe so.
Yep. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. We have an opening for the land bank and one applicant.
a motion?
I'll make that motion that we appoint Phil Duran to the Land Bank Authority.
Reappoint.
Right? Reappoint, excuse me. Yep.
Second.
We have a second.
It's Neil O'Neill.
Yep.
Sorry. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. Sanitary Code Board of Appeals.
So, Chair.
Yes, sir.
At different times when we've had more applicants than positions available, one procedure that we've used is each commissioner, there's four seats, each commissioner would write down four names that they'd like to approve. Then we passed it to Susie and she tallied it. And then the whoever had the most tallies, we had a like a roll call vote, or that would be the slate. How you feel about that, but is that a process that we could use?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion also that we reappoint everyone who's reapplied for it that are currently sitting on it, since they have the knowledge base and they're experienced and they want to keep serving.
I'd second that. Way do we go here? We have a motion and a second.
I support Matt's idea.
If I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is a procedural question, and the proposal by Commissioner Coons is basically a balloting process. There are multiple ways that you can appoint members. As you know, you did a set of appointments at your first meeting this year, and it didn't involve that process. That could be a process. You do, however, when you follow that process, have to be very careful about transparency as to what who the names of who each commissioner is putting on the sheets have to be publicly made of when the public needs to be made aware of it. It essentially ends up being a public disclosure of everything, but if it's done the right way, it can be done that way, but it can also be done the way that the motion was made this evening. It really is in the discretion of the commission. If you do follow the balloting procedure, I think we need to talk a little bit more about that to make sure it's done in a proper Open Meetings Act method. It gets a little more complicated.
So I brought that up not as to hide votes or anything. I'm happy to say who the four that I would choose out loud. I just wanted to give sort of everyone a chance to give their opinion on the thing and then, have a slate that we could vote on. So that's my thought on it.
Okay, so we also have a motion and a second on the floor. So I guess we have to go forward with that first.
I think so.
So the motion was made that the four individuals that are on the board now would be reappointed. So that would be Travis Johnson, Tom Gallagher, David Lochbaum, and Bill Shorter. And I think two of those, if I remember correctly, have applied for the three-year term. I think it was Bill Shorter and was it Travis Johnson?
Yes.
So would you include that in your motion, Neil?
Sure.
I'll give you a second.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this motion?
Mr. Chairman, don't we have another applicant named Wendy Armstrong?
We do. But we do have a motion and a second on the floor. Have to handle.
Okay, but I would like to have Wendy Armstrong on there.
So
it's not my motion.
Yeah, I know.
Call a question.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor for the four individuals that were on board to be reappointed.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I should.
Let's call the roll.
Commissioner Gutowski?
No.
Commissioner Ginna?
No.
Commissioner Mapes?
No.
Commissioner Lotka?
No.
Commissioner Coons?
No.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Aaron's?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go at this again.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we appoint Thomas Gallagher, David Lofbaum, Bill Shorter, and Wendy Armstrong.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second.
And since these are, again, staggered terms, it would be proper to identify which two are two-year and which two are three-year.
As part of the motion, can you do that?
Well, I'm not aware of who wants what. I know David Lofbaum is flexible. He said he would accept 1 year or 2 years or 3 years.
Go ahead and put him in 3 years.
Okay. I will put David Lofbaum in for 3 years.
And Bill Shorter.
For 3 years? Okay. So moved.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Could I hear the names again? I'm not quite sure how that motion went.
I can read them again. Thomas Gallagher, David Lofbaum, Bill Shorter, and Wendy Armstrong.
Call question.
Roll call.
Commissioner Aaron's?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
No.
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginna?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Motion passes. We have no appointments. Come to the part where we have communications.
You had some today. I was copied by commissioners. You did have some on the tip of the Mint watershed, and I think the request is to make sure those go to the minutes.
I got that as well.
And Mrs. Buckmasters is going in the minutes?
Yes. I received that this afternoon, and we'll share that with the clerk also.
All right, we're ready for committee reports. Who wants to go first? Matt?
I only have one committee report. Brownfield Redevelopment Authority met on the 21st of February, and we reviewed the plans for Lost Columbus Square and Michigan Maple Block, and they'll be going on to the city. And that was the summary of the meeting.
David?
Mr. Chairman, as Mr. Coons mentioned, we reviewed Michigan Maple Block and the Lost Columbus Square. The Lost Columbus Square are going to be managed and owned by a nonprofit that I serve on, Northern Home Community Development Corporation, so I recluse myself from any office discussion and votes on that. We had a meeting today with the North Country Community Mental Health. We had a presentation on self-determination. As a client of Northern, North Country can determine how their care is taken care of and what's happening. We also did a discussion regarding PA2 money, which is also known as the liquor tax, which can be used for taking care of. Hearing on aging, Northwest Michigan met on March 2nd. We had our proposed financial audit presented. We were in the positive. We seated new board members, and through a luck of fate, I am the new president of the Area on Aging.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I will defer to Mr. Rothbaum and Mr. Ginnup or Mr. Potowski from the airport. Parks and Recreation, we discussed many items. One item that's been a question in my district is the electronic messaging board center at the fairground. And we were advised by the parks director that they have had bids and they're reviewing. How many? 10?
26.
26 submission. So it'll be a while before we see it. My last committee that met, I think that's it. Mr. Mapes is going to do the rest of the report. So that's my report.
Okay, my report, so a little bit more on the airport. Because we may be getting some larger planes this summer, we're going down from 4 flights that we had last year down to 3. There may be a possibility if they exceed 70 passengers, we may have to upgrade our security a little bit more and do additional background checks. Is that for passengers?
Yes, okay. And people on the tarmac.
Okay, all right. And then for the month of February and January, there was only 5 or 6 flights canceled due to weather, so it's been a pretty decent winter. We did get a request from a private citizen to build a large hangar that would store 210-foot-wing planes, 26,000 square feet, and we're going to get some more information from Mr. Batchelor at our next meeting on that. I did attend the Michigan Association of County Transportation Committee on February 24th via Zoom, and we did hear from MITA, that's the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association, and they reported that just to keep the roads in the same condition they are today, it's going to need an additional $1.2 billion per year. If we wanted to improve the roads, they came up with their fresh report on March 7th, $3.9 billion per year additional revenue. Unfortunately, there's no stomach to raise that much money right now in the legislature. Legislature is looking at increasing some money for some electrical vehicle infrastructure, but we did hear from the MITA representative that electric vehicles are not paying what gas vehicles are for our transportation currently, and they are extremely heavy compared to a gas vehicle, and they actually do more damage to the roads than a gas vehicle. We did hear that there's going to be a 17% increase in revenue sharing for the county, which is a good thing. 6 priorities that the MAC is coming out with is, number one is remote meeting option. Right now there's a lot of county representative like to go to Florida or Hawaii, like somebody that I know. Revenue sharing, one of the recommendations is that that get increased and it be split 50% with county and 50% cities, townships, and villages. Adequate court funding, adequate funding for juvenile justice resources, property tax exemption for disabled vets being reimbursed by the state, and personal property tax exemption reimbursed by the state as well. Did attend a TAC meeting last week, and the main topic that we discussed is we are extending the bid process by 3 weeks. Right now, this is for the computer-aided dispatch system that we're looking at. 3 of the bidders asked for an extension, and by extending it 3 more weeks, our consultant is hoping 3 more bidders will come on board because we are allowing them a little bit more time. As far as the fairgrounds, not too much. We discussed that was different the last time, but the concert sales tickets are going tremendously. When we met, we had $12,000 in sales in just 2 days since they were advertised. Parks and Rec, besides the information that we heard tonight, the grant applications, we did hear from Andy that we're going to be applying for a People Fund grant. From Ryan. People Fund grant to plant trees, that's from Great Lakes Energy, for $2,000. There's a 25% in-kind match. And as far as the DPW, we did hear from Andy that solid waste master plan is due to be updated. And we are going to get funding from the state for $60,000 over 5 years, plus 50 cents per capita. That's my report.
Who would like to start on this side?
I'll go next. I have 2 road commission meetings to report. Since our last meeting, February 17th and March 3rd. They're reviewing and a lot of bids on projects. They're getting a lot of projects. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. They're getting a lot of projects awarded for bid going out. There's a lot of projects on the docket to get started as soon as the frost laws are lifted and they can start getting trucks out on the road. They did they held some public hearings for future road work that's going to go out for bid. There's no public present at any of those two meetings in regards to public hearings. I did hear that the completion date for the Camp Hennessy Road that they announced, that was in the January 17th meeting, is due for 7/1/23. That should be the completion. Everything should be done and out of there by then, at the latest. Bay Bluffs, we had a four-hour meeting on the 23rd. We haven't had a meeting yet this month. That will be next Thursday. It will be our meeting for March. It was a four-hour meeting for planning and strategizing, looking at what we can do to attract help. Lisa reported earlier this week that they lost an RN and a couple of nurse's aides yet again to attrition. And so we're really looking at ways, how they can attract help. And so I'm looking forward to that meeting to see what kind of ideas they come up with since the last meeting to do that. We're probably talking about some radio advertising and some video advertising of some kind to try to attract some people so we can start calling patients and give them an info at that meeting. Is there anything you'd like to add on there, Bob?
Yeah, that work is complete in the dining rooms. Those are open now. We finish hanging, we finish the flooring in there. We're going to see that gets more staff, so we're going to open those things up.
We do, absolutely. Next would be the DPW. As you heard, it was awarded the Kai grant that. We were just talking about that the last meeting. That's been accepted for tires. They were getting ready for the frost laws, which are in effect, and possibly bringing back asphalt shingles for recycling. So hopefully that'll work out. We've tried that in the past, and it hasn't worked well, but I think they've got it figured out this time, so we'll see. The Board of Health met on March the 7th. We got reports from staff and committees. I was appointed the programming committee, and right now a couple of months actually, we're going to be working on just updating the bylaws. They haven't been updated since 2008. So I'm going to try to knock that out. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mapes.
I'll go next. Okay. Well, this week, busy week. As far as we went to the coffee with inspectors yesterday from 10 to 12, and I didn't expect to necessarily learn anything when I went in there, but I sure did about spray foam insulation and where it can be used, how you use it. I know personally from having researched it for my own home in the past, it's not cheap. And that was like 10 years ago when I researched it. I have no idea what it costs now, but there's a lot of caveats in working with it. So there was about 150 people in that room. So it's good to have everybody who builds things in Emmett County all talking to each other. And the more we all talk to each other, the better this place is. Okay. So I was very impressed because I'd been at that meeting a few years ago, and there was about 45 people in the room. So, you know, it's been about 3-4 years since I've been in that meeting, but I was glad that I went. Emergency management meeting you heard about from Networks Northwest and our emergency manager, the hazard mitigation meeting. We all have our own knowledge base of what we see that needs work on things in the county, you know, as far as infrastructure. And gathering all that knowledge is essential to putting this plan forward because the feds won't fund it unless we have it planned for. So, you know, if we want FEMA to help us, and we have to help ourselves right now. And that's what we're doing. So it was great. There was about, 100 people in there. Okay. Two commissioners to my left were there as well. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. Today I attended an NLEA this morning, executive board meeting. We've got two new board members. We're applying for a grant through U.S. Economic Development, the feds, and we'll see what happens with that. That we have a healthy balance sheet and finances are good. So I was traveling. I couldn't attend the MAC transportation meeting. I'm glad fellow commissioners on it now, too. I forwarded on the 2022-23 platform, so to all the commissioners. So if you have any comments, please just highlight them in red, maybe, or underline them and send it right back to me, the document. And if you can, modify it. If you can't, then just send me your suggestions and where they go. Because we work on this live during our meetings. Okay? So we're the ones that set the priorities. That's why I like that we're at the table at MAC, because we're helping guide priorities for the state and for ourselves. Okay? And MAC is our advocacy. It's our lobbyist with the legislators, essentially. The go-between that brings these platforms forward to the legislature says what we want and what we don't want. Okay? And it, you know, if we keep, because we stay firm on some things, this is how we have things that we don't want not happen. Is we can point to these documents and say, hey, we gave you these. We're serious about it. You know, we're your counties and your districts. Please pay attention to us. You know? So it's great that we have a voice at the table. I encourage any other commissioner to get on a MAC committee. If you haven't done it, you can apply now, too. I mean, still apply. And get on it and get involved. You'll learn a lot by working with MAC as far as being a better commissioner and networking, everything. I mean, it's nothing but a positive for Emmett County being involved with MAC. And all the platforms are online on the MAC site. So if you want to take a look at all the platforms and have input, you know, I know Commissioner White's on the finance still, right? Okay. And I'm on transportation and the agriculture and tourism board too. So great. It's good. We got three commissioners in MAC committees now. Are you on one, Chuck? Are you on a MAC committee?
No.
Okay. But that's the most we've had in I don't know how many years. I mean, since I've been doing it for, you know, three terms. So, great. That's what I have, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Ahrens. Commissioner Lachman.
I'm on the airport committee, and I'm very happy to report that the airport is doing well financially. It's not losing money for the county. It's actually making money. And I think the main thing we did at the last meeting was to approve that aircraft rescue and firefighting training. I had a concern about the hazardous chemicals that we used in the past there, but I've been assured that those are no longer used there in that training. And I was at a Wadham Township meeting the other night in Mackinac City, and they had one question for me about the airport, and they said, what's the deal with that jet there sitting by the terminal building with the missing tail section? It's been there about 2 years. I didn't have an answer for him, but also I served on the planning committee. We had a meeting on March 9th. There were several requests before us, and I think we approved almost every one of them, which I was glad to see.
Thank you, Commissioner Lampbaum. So I would also went to the health board meeting on the 7th with Don, and it was a very interesting meeting. And I had Brian step in for me on the TAC meeting because I had another meeting going on. So that happened to be the health board bill pay meeting. And so we have to approve the bills on the 14th or 15th, right close to the center of the month. So it has to be on that. Went to Crooked River Locks meeting and was appointed the chair of that meeting, crying out loud.
Congratulations.
And we proceeded to talk about what else was going on. And the locks aren't open yet, of course, because that lake is a little hard. But once it gets melted, they'll be opening the locks up and get them underway and everything. So, and I too was part of the hazardous mitigation, circled some stuff up. We did the coloring on the maps. He provided colored highlighters so that we could color whatever we wanted to on the maps. And we were supposed to color hazards. And I put a couple of hazards on there.
Yeah, I marked up a couple of roads.
Did you, Neil?
No, they were already marked. They knew about them. I thought you guys were playing tic-tac-toe.
Okay. We almost did that. The CCE 911 meeting was canceled this month. So that's it for me. So we're ready for public comment again. Anybody wanting to speak at the mic? Come on up, Ms. Buckmaster.
Carla Buckmaster. I want to thank you for acknowledging that my letter that I sent out today will be in regards to the Parks and Recreation DNR Trust Fund grant application. And I think that's very important to know that it's going to be included because it's my understanding that any comments or letters that are included in any of the minutes from any of the meetings will be highlighted when they're printed out, and they will be sent in with the grant request. So I will have my voice heard in that respect, too. So I thank you for making sure that it will be included in the minutes. My other comment has to do with NLEA. And while it's nice to know you're representing us at NLEA, it would be nice to know what NLEA has done for our county. There's no notes, there's no minutes, there's nothing new on the website. It's just a big blah. It's just Pam gets to write them a check. Do we write it weekly or monthly? You can't say. Well, whatever, it's $1,600 a week that we're forking out to an LEA, and they're covering four counties, not just ours, but I've yet to hear anything they've done for our county. And we're going along pretty good sending that money in. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, it's time for announcements. The next board meeting for the county commissioner meeting will be held on April 10th, 2023 at 6 o'clock at the commissioner's room. 200 Division Street, Petoskey, Michigan. That's here, by the way. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Chair, may I?
Yes.
A week from tomorrow, we've got a veterans event at the fairgrounds from 4 to 8 p.m. It's dinner as well, okay? So, I know it's Friday night, but it's dinner for all, you know, veterans and their veterans and their families. I don't know what's on the menu, Carla.
No, I'm not asking the menu, but what else are they doing besides?
There's other veterans organizations there giving information and networking and things like that. So.
Thank you.
Not like our spaghetti dinner we had last year, but in a different location. Okay?
Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.